Hello, good morning, and welcome to this week's episode of Egg Talk with me, Mark Carls, and...
me, Matt Stiles.
And today's episode is going to be all about egg substitutes. You know what I'm saying, Matt?
What do you mean, egg substitutes?
Well, you know, I figured, you know, we're going to show some alternatives to eggs.
No, I signed on to do this podcast because of my love of eggs. There's no substituting them in my life.
You know, man, I didn't want this to come between us.
Listen.
The door's right there.
It's either me or the eggs.
I already booked the interview.
I see when I'm not needed.
Matthew has just left Studio Carls. We gotta get him back. Cool. So here we are on Egg Talk, and we are going to discuss egg alternatives with Laura Morella. Laura Morella, you want to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Laura Morella.
Great, Laura. What do you do for a living?
At the moment, I'm a barista, full-time vegan, and I am currently studying nutrition in my last semester at Brooklyn College, with plans to become a registered dietitian nutritionist. So, AKA, I really know my stuff.
Laura, now what did we just make?
Today we made some fresh organic green juice.
That was phenomenal. Mark, oh my goodness.
Yeah, showed Mark the process of juicing. You know, discussed all the health benefits. It's pretty much an IV of nutrients for your body.
Nice, the joy of juicing. Cool, now but let's get down to business. I want to talk to me about egg alternatives.
Egg alternatives.
Okay, now how can I replace a fried egg?
Fried egg.
Is that possible to replace?
So it's currently being, you know, it's in the works. I was thinking more, when you said egg alternatives, I was thinking more baking. For instance,
we'll get there.
Oh, okay. So fried egg, no. If I have to give you a definitive answer, it's no. They're working on scrambles, omelets. You can do really cool things with chickpeas for omelets. Tofu scrambles. But in terms of a greasy fried egg, I'm gonna have to say no. Unless, I guess, you prepare tofu or
okay,
some other vegan option the correct way. But I've never had a vegan fried egg.
Okay, yeah, so no, but let's talk about egg as a rising agent in baking.
Okay.
What would you use as an alternative?
Well, I would say in vegan baking, the main purpose of an egg is more binding than rising. So my go-to is usually ground flaxseed with water. So you would typically do a tablespoon of ground flaxseed to about 2 tablespoons of water, sometimes 3. It just depends how thick you want it.
Perfect.
So what that does is the flaxseed will gelatinize.
Gelatinize, that's a nice word.
It is. It will gelatinize when you let it sit for a little, and there you have your nice binder. You throw that right in with the wet ingredients, mix that with the dry, and you got your baked good. You can also do the same with chia seeds. They don't have to be ground, but they could, because chia seeds also have that gelatinous property when mixed with water.
Cool. How long does that take for like the chia seed to become gelatinous? Because sometimes I throw my chia seeds in and they're not gelatinous.
Oh,
Mm-hmm. How long is that process? Is it?
It really doesn't take long at all. I would say under 5 minutes. So
really?
You must be doing something wrong.
You know, I wolf it down. Okay,
yeah.
But let's get back to eggs. Let's stay on topic here. So what I wanna make like crepes.
Okay.
And I guess the recipe requires flour, milk, and an egg. How can I make that vegan?
There are powdered egg replacers. I've used them before.
What are they usually?
I can't really tell you exactly what they're made of. My guess is maybe some tapioca, some sort of pea protein. I can't really give you a definitive answer, but I can tell you that it works. I'm Italian, so my family makes struffoli every Christmas.
You have to correct. What is struffoli?
Struffoli is essentially little fried dough balls, and you cover them in honey. In this case, you could use agave, maple syrup. Basically, it's just fried dough covered in something gooey and sweet. You can top them with, you know, some nice roasted walnuts or something, and they're addictive.
Cool.
Delicious. But so for the last 4 years since I've been vegan, I haven't enjoyed struffoli. And last Christmas, my mom actually used the powdered egg replacer in the normal struffoli recipe. She used almond milk in place of whole cow's milk. And they turned out exactly the same. And I'm not just saying that because I'm vegan. They really tasted exactly the same.
Did you have a taste tester? Like, confirm that?
I did. Yeah, my mom. My dad's freaked out by vegan food, but my mom will eat whatever. And she agrees.
Yeah, sometimes veganism has a negative connotation.
Oh, of course.
We gotta get past that.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's true. But I think it's more about people being open to trying the food. And then once they try it, then make a decision. But for people to know it's vegan and not try it, I think that's just ignorant. But anyway, back to the... So yeah, there's powdered egg replacers out there, and that would be your best bet, I would say, for a crepe. Any kind of like liquidy recipe. But today I made pancakes. And
pancakes? Very similar to crepes. Almost the same thing.
Yeah, and so...
What'd you use?
This was interesting. This is my first time. I kind of just did the recipe off the top of my head, just from what I know about cooking, like what components I needed.
This
so
is a Laura original.
It is. You're getting
okay.
A Laura original pancake recipe, vegan and gluten-free.
You heard it here first.
So it was a cup of oat flour. So I just took a cup of oats, rolled oats, gluten-free, Trader Joe's, threw them in a Nutribullet to grind them. You can really throw them in any blender, food processor, just to get a fine flour from the oats. Throw that in a bowl with the rest of our dry ingredients. So that's half a teaspoon of baking powder, a teaspoon of coconut sugar. That's just my preferred sweetener. Some cinnamon.
Delicious.
Dash of salt. And then I did a teaspoon of chia seeds into the dry.
Before you go any further, I want to stop you. How much is a dash of salt?
So if you have a grinder, just one turn.
Okay.
If you have a salt shaker, just a little flick of your wrist.
Okay, how...
A pinch if you're taking it.
A pinch. Okay, I'm gonna... Okay, I have big hands. I have bigger hands
okay.
than you.
My pinch
might be big.
I mean,
big.
You don't want your pancake salty, right? Just think
okay,
about
I'm sorry I asked. All right, go on.
So use your best judgment with that. So yeah, like I was saying, I put the chia seeds into the dry ingredients rather than letting them sit in water and gelatinize, like we talked about before.
Yeah.
So then my wet ingredients were almond milk, and melted coconut oil. I put some vanilla in. That was just me being,
okay.
You know,
vanilla contains alcohol.
A little bit, mixing it
up for breakfast.
Turn
I like it.
Turn up. So then I poured my wet into my dry, mixed that around. Didn't really let it sit, to be honest. My pan was already heated. That's the key to a good pancake. Have the pan already heated.
Okay, yes. Hot pan, low fire.
Super important. So that was already going. So I just... fourth a cup of batter, made about 4 pancakes, which is also a big thing for me because it's just me. So it's
you're
hard.
A little person.
That also, but then it's also I'm not feeding anyone. I don't really do like leftover pancake batter in the fridge and then make it. You know, I guess you could, but I wouldn't throw it out if I had to. I would do that, But I look for, like, recipes that make single portions.
Okay.
I like that. So that was the other good thing about this recipe. It's good breakfast, and then you don't have to worry about leftovers, unless you want leftovers.
Cool. Now let's talk about, how do these pancakes taste? Were they, like, were they IHOP quality?
IHOP and quality are, that doesn't even make, they don't go together.
This is music to my ears. Keep going. What else?
Let's just stop you right there and say that.
Okay.
IHOP is not quality pancakes.
Well, you're the sponsor of the show.
Well, I don't care because I don't believe in sponsors either. So, the other thing about pancakes is it's all about the toppings, right? So, the pancakes themselves were delicious, I will say. And maybe I just have a different palate because I'm used to eating these kinds of foods.
Okay.
But, so I topped mine with almond butter, maple syrup. Make sure it's maple syrup, not pancake syrup, because a lot of people still don't realize that Aunt Jemima pancake syrup is not maple syrup.
So Aunt Jemima's been selling me some bad stuff.
I hate to throw her under the bus, Aunt Jemima, I love you, but actually I don't know you, so I'm going to throw you under the bus. Wow. Aunt Jemima, you are essentially selling high fructose corn syrup.
Really? I had no idea.
So anyway, but I digress. Maple syrup, pure maple syrup. Coconut flakes, delicious. Great source of healthy fat. And some hemp seeds, sprinkle that on there.
That's always good.
Yeah.
To finish.
Oh, and I sliced half a banana.
Okay.
I love banana pancakes.
Yeah, I love the song.
Me too, Jack Johnson. Jack Johnson?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Were you trying to say that at the same time as me?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah,
it's close. I'm in the middle of drinking my juice.
Too fast for you. But look at us. We started talking about pancakes. This is supposed to be about eggs.
Yeah, well, you know what? Don't count your chickens before they hatch.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, but
sometimes you just want to know, though, how many you have.
Laura, you know,
I
want to understand the benefits of egg substitutes, because really the only benefit that I could think of is no eggshells. But you fill me in. What are some benefits of egg substitutes?
Eggshells can be composted, so.
Okay.
I'm not a hater of eggshells. To be honest, I'm not a hater of eggs. I know I'm vegan, but I hope to have my own farm someday, and I would consider having my own chickens, and if my chickens happen to lay eggs, if I get hens, I would eat the eggs.
Really? Now, would these chickens...
I know a lot of vegans are going to come at me for that, but I would never eat meat again, I would never eat dairy again, I would never eat fish again, but eggs, I do think... The protein, they are the highest.
And the omega protein. The omega 3s. And so it sounds like eggs have a special place in your heart. Now, chickens, I know like their diets are totally vegetarian. You know, they eat worms.
Mm-hmm.
And would you have vegetarian fed hens? Or you'd let the hens eat whatever they're normally supposed to eat?
Yeah, so like I would let them free roam, do whatever they do.
Good, nice.
But I would definitely give them compost scraps. That's really important.
Someone's got it, yeah.
Yeah, especially because it's just going to turn into soil anyway. So if someone could eat some of that before it turns to soil, that'd be awesome. But the benefits of egg substitutes, so flaxseed is an amazing food.
Is that a superfood?
I would consider it a superfood.
Okay.
Yeah, it's touted as a superfood, I would say. Crazy amount of fiber, pretty much... acts as like a toothbrush along your intestines, just scrubbing out all that gunk.
Sign me up.
The healthy fat in flaxseed, can't argue with that. Same with chia. Both of them also have not as much protein as eggs, but definitely some protein. Can't really tell you about the egg replacers, because like we... said before, I'm not really sure what they're made of. I'm more of a whole foods vegan.
Let's keep it that way.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
Hallelujah. You know, because I know someone. I'm not going to name any names. His name is Ilya. He eats 6 eggs a day.
Oh.
Now, I can't eat 6 eggs a day.
Yeah, so I don't think anyone should.
I just, you know, I if I eat three, if I have a 3-egg omelet, I would like to have an egg substitute for the rest of the day.
Okay.
Just to diversify my palate and diversify my I don't want to grow it. I don't want
to. Why do you have to eat eggs after that in general? Can't you
just
away from eggs in general?
I know some. I saw it.
I guess if you needed an egg substitute.
Yeah. So I also, I saw on Instagram this individual. I'm not gonna name any names actually this time, but he consumes a carton of eggs.
Hmm.
I don't know about a day.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, at a meal, but it might be throughout the day.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird.
Yeah, no.
But like, how can anyone take that?
Okay, well.
How can any 6 foot?
Yeah, my first concern is cholesterol.
Nice. That's what, I'm all about cholesterol. Every movie I've ever made, the bottom line is cholesterol.
Yeah, but that's a lot of cholesterol, a carton of eggs. Any more than two, really, I would say. First of all, everything, every day, unless it's fruits and vegetables, then I don't know about that.
Well, you know, Lauren, you actually signed me up for egg substitutes.
Yeah, no, I can show you.
How can the public find out what you're doing?
Bonus vlog in addition to this podcast, so you can see how the flaxseed and the chia seeds gelatinize. It's super cool, honestly.
Wow, Matthew is going to be so jealous. Wow, my co-host.
Why isn't he here if he's your co-host?
Good question.
Is this a real person?
Yeah, he's a real person.
We're gonna have to fact check that. Matthew, if you're out there, give me a call. I don't really believe you're real.
Yeah, oh wow, I hope he didn't sign up for season two. He's gonna be pissed. Cool, so Laura, thanks so much for stopping by for Egg Talk.
Are you kicking me out?
Yes.
I still have to expose the corruption in the egg industry, Mark. We didn't even get started.
Okay, let's start now, actually.
Don't buy cage free. It's a lie. All right,
perfect. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.